Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Monday, and that means it's time to check in on what's going on with the markets because we're headed down the stretch here. You know, the end of the year is within sight, and as we have kicked into the fourth quarter, I was just thinking about this yesterday, David Fisher. You know, we're not as, with my 10, 7, and 5-year-old, we're not as, say, market-oriented with them as, you know, say, you and I sitting there talking. But we are measuring this year by quarters because the final Star Wars comes out in December. And so now there's the countdown to how long until the final Star Wars is in the theaters. Well, that reminded me, here we are, end of the year, another year that you've made a lot of predictions, et cetera. But as we get into this back half of October, I'm just curious, what do you see in the week ahead for the markets?
Well, actually, the market is kind of in a low right now as far as not – there's no new highs, no new lows. There's not a lot of roller coasters, not a lot of chops causing or decisions that are making anything happen one way or the other. I will say, though, there's more people coming out that are convinced that the market's about ready to pull back. And another one just came out, Bill Blaine. He's a strategist for Shard Capital, a guy who's been doing this for 30 years, got a lot of experience. And he said that it's the time bomb is ticking for the debt markets. He's more convinced of it, that they're about ready to blow up. He's saying the quantitative easing done by the Fed is not going to work. So when you look at the two main influences, the China-U.S. trade deal and the Fed, its stimulus, those are the two influences, and we're kind of on a lull on both of them. But he's saying that investors might look at selling in the future corporate debt. We talked about this before. I think I might need to visit this again. But he said this is what's going to happen is the market – these investors will find out that this market will be illiquid. We're talking about pension money now. And he says it will be cause a massive avalanche in bond misery. This is similar to a crisis he said that would happen, that did happen in 2008. That was done by banks. This one is going to be in the bond market. So a big lull, but we're gearing up for something major maybe.
Well, you and I talked last week about the handshake agreement that we think we have with China. Are we any closer to getting an actual deal done?
Well, yeah. For the first time Saturday, Kevin, the China's Vice Premier, Liu He, actually came out and said this, that phase one is a deal represented. We've made progress in many different fields, he said. They're laying an important foundation of signing this phased agreement. So China and the U.S. have some sort of an understanding from the, you know, weeks previously. But this has been going on for 15 months. There's been 9 big negotiations that have failed. Phase one trade deal, though, to put it into perspective, Kevin, is more like a farm package deal. It was China agreeing verbally through a handshake to buy $50 million of soybeans, or excuse me, $50 billion of soybeans.
Right.
So, but it wasn't a written contract, and they didn't have parameters to it. Well, what happened since that handshake is last week, China went to the market and bought soybeans. Unfortunately, it was the Brazilian soybeans. They purchased 480,000 tons of soybeans, 8 bulk carriers representing $173 million. And the top traders in the U.S. markets, exporters, told Reuters that China has not logged one sale of U.S. soybeans last week. So it's unfortunately the handshake is not following through with a full commitment, and the opposite is quite frankly just happening. It's not a, you know, this trade deal, by the way, will probably end up in a zero-sum game because obviously once again China is an untrustworthy entity to work with.
You talked a little bit about the Fed last week as well, and we think that there was a QE, at least something that kind of resembled that. Are we in for more of that in fourth quarter?
Yeah, don't call it QE. That's what everybody says. It's not QE. The Fed insists it's not QE, but in reality, Kevin, it is QE. $60 billion a month of Treasury purchases. It's Treasury bill purchases versus coupon of Treasuries. It's a little bit different. Last time we did the Fed did $200 billion in 1 month in 2008 to inject in the system. They're committing to $60 billion a month right now. A good source right now is Goldman Sachs. I usually don't like to use them as a source, but I think they got it spot on. Christina Mueller-Glassman confirmed with Goldman Sachs that this monetary policy is the main driver of the market this year in 2019. So it's the Fed, like I have said before, is the one that dictates the market, and now we have Goldman Sachs saying that. She said, though, this is all going to come to an end. In fact, she's talking about next week this is all going to change, and this QE, don't call it QE, didn't work, but we're heading into another 2001, 2002 crisis, a 2008, where stocks became overvalued. We saw that in the, previously. We're headed down the same road. And another person chimed in, who's the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He talked at the UN on Saturday and said similar things. He said that central banks are out of ammo, and he's calling for a major recession. He fears the possibility of what he calls a great fracture between the world. He said it's not too late, but here's what needs to be done. He says, we got to start to come together to help this economy out. And he's saying, stop the debt buildup is what he's saying. The biggest thing is that will cause the crisis, but the government has to come to the rescue instead of the Fed. So it's kind of like talking out of both sides of his mouth. I don't know where the power the government has, because that's just going into debt. But the problem is that we're going to have a major problem coming up, and this is where we could see that bail-in happen.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Last night on 60 Minutes, Christine Lagarde, who's the incoming European Central Bank administrator, of course, she was with the International Monetary Fund, she actually tipped her hat last night and said, yeah, it looks like, the uncertainty in the world could bring about, a pullback, recessionary times. And it was I thought it was rather honest, very interesting. I'm not a big fan of Lagarde, but I thought she was candid, at least in that answer. So real quickly, we talk about a bail-in all the time. Is it, do you think if we do have these hiccups that that's what they're going to turn to?
You know, I think more than likely we're headed that direction. I did a little bit of reading and review of things that I wrote in the past, and I was a little bit blown away. I didn't quite focus in on detail, but when I looked at the white paper, because a lot of people ask me, where do you get your information? The white paper from the FDIC and the Bank of England, it's an 18-page report. Four times they actually used the word bail-in and described how the bail-in would happen. So this is a real deal. This is why we advocate getting some gold. Central Bank last week, Dutch Central Bank, said there's going to be a collapse. All these people, the UN Secretary, Bill Blaine, every week someone else comes out, Goldman Sachs, get some gold in your portfolio. We're getting closer to that event. Will it happen or not? Well, at least we're going to have a recession, and a bail-in might follow that.
Yeah, well, and friends, the best way to be prepared is to understand what you're looking at. If you're like most people, you just see things happen. You don't understand what they mean. Get the white paper from David's group, The Coming Bail-In. You can request it for free. It's the seventh edition that he's published on this, and it is scary, the amount of information and predictions and so forth he's made over time. But this has happened in, seven countries in the last 8 years? And, friends, now we have a law that allows it to happen in the U.S., and it's right there in black and white. 844-604-2575. Get your complimentary copy of The Coming Bail-In. And while you're there, ask him about the new newsletter, Gold, Is It Now a Golden Opportunity? 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, happy Monday to you. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, my final thought for this Monday coming up next.